problems with the water treatment system at the new state sport fish hatchery in Fairbanks will delay for another year the production of trout for interior waters. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the setback at the $46 million facility is creating frustration.
The Burnett hatchery was intended mainly to produce catchable-sized trout, fish that are at least 8 inches long, for fishing holes in this part of the state. The state's two Anchorage area hatcheries at Fort Richardson and Elmendorf Air Force Base haven't been able to produce trout that size for the interior for at least the past couple of years, and the state closed its Elmendorf hatchery in July. Dean Siebold, a fisherman who runs a boat rental business at Quartz Lake near Delta, says he's disappointed to hear about the delay in the Burnett hatchery opening.
Boy, I hate to see it because it really knocks down on, you know, people don't catch fish, they don't rent boats, and they're not happy customers if they don't catch fish. And, not, you know, unhappy customers don't come back.
It's also disappointing news to Mike Kramer, a Fairbanks attorney and member of the State Fish and Game Advisory Board. Kramer says it wouldn't be so bad if it wasn't for the history that led up to the situation today, starting with the closure some years ago of the only working hatchery in the interior.
We used to have the Clear hatchery that supplied all our needs. The department decided to consolidate their hatchery operations in Anchorage, and we were told at that time, in fact promised by the department at that time, that our allocation of fish would not decrease as a result of this. And almost immediately we saw a reduction both in the number and the size of the fish.
Kramer says that politics further muddied the waters when lawmakers from South Central decided the state should build a bigger and more expensive hatchery near Anchorage.
And here we are, you know, the end of 2010, and we're being told that we're not even going to have 4-inch fish to release next year. And because they've already shut down one of the Anchorage hatcheries, we're going to face an even diminished, if not altogether eliminated, allocation of surplus Anchorage fish, which really puts us in a bind up here.
Jeff Milton, the man in charge of the department's sport fish hatcheries, says state staff and experts with the contractors that designed and built the Burnett hatchery are working hard on the problem and will solve it and will get the hatchery open. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.